Independent radio news at 1 o'clock with Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. The Atomic Energy Authority in Britain has denied that it withheld crucial information from experts about a fire at the Windscale nuclear plant 30 years ago. Dr. John Giddis, a director of the authority, explained that information concerned with defense matters had been kept from the public. Dr. Giddis also said the authority was rescuing some of the waste so that it could be processed. Speaking on BBC Radio 4's Today program this morning, Dr. Giddis said the plant had always been safe. Papers relating to an alleged cover-up of the incident in 1957 were released today under the 30-year rule. In them, experts said a major technical defect in construction at Windscale, now known as Sellafield, and bad organization had helped cause the fire. At least 11 people were killed and more than 60 were injured in two incidents in Sri Lanka last night. 9 Sinhalese villagers were killed and 9 wounded by Tamil Tiger guerrillas in the eastern province of Trincomalee. And 2 people died and 59 were injured when a bomb exploded at the end of a religious festival in the hill country capital of Kandy. The east coast town of Kathakundi, scene of violent clashes on Wednesday, is now reported to be quiet. Police have arrested 115 blacks after another eruption of violence near Pietermaritzburg, South Africa's worst trouble spot in 1987. The arrest came after a group of blacks stoned a private vehicle, said police, who gave no further details. In another incident in the shanty towns near Pietermaritzburg, arsonists set fire to a house causing serious damage. Figures compiled by a church group monitoring unrest in the area showed that at least 268 people were murdered in 1987, most at the end of the year. The Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip are reported to be mainly quiet. Today is the 22nd anniversary of the first attack on Israel by the Fatah group of the PLO, and demonstrations against Israel have been expected. Palestinians threw stones at Israeli soldiers at the Balata refugee camp in the West Bank, and a curfew was imposed. And police armored cars were stationed in Arab East Jerusalem after sporadic protests. Iraq says its warplanes have hit a large naval target, the normal term for a supertanker, off the Iranian coast in the northern Gulf. And pro-Iranian Muslim guerrillas say they killed 8 troops in a raid on a post in South Lebanon, manned by Israeli troops and Lebanese Christian militia. Dublin's weather mainly cloudy today, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. The rain may be persistent and heavy at times this afternoon. Winds are southwesterly in direction and fresh and gusty, force 5 to 7. Drying conditions today, mainly poor, and the Bay Area high expected around 11 to 12 degrees Celsius. Independent radio news at 3 minutes past one.
This is Energy 103 with a look back on the best of Energy 87, a year in which it was inevitable that we would be criticized on the grounds of bad taste. Bad taste. Bad taste! You want bad taste?